Wow, happy Sunday. It's October 16th. I have no podcast. This is a song I haven't played in front of a microphone or in front of people or... and rarely played for myself since I put it on a CD back in 2006, a CD called Rainbow Corner. This is the first CD I put out after I quit smoking. One of the things I was most terrified about when I quit smoking was I wouldn't be able to write songs anymore. So, because cigarettes were always an integral part of the songwriting process. Regardless, this is a talking blues song, and it was not supposed to be on the CD. I figured talking blues songs had been done to death in the 1960s, but when I was warming up for one of the sessions recording the songs for the CD, I tried this, and it came out so much better than I thought it ever would that I put it on the CD anyway. It's called the Talking Telemarketing Blues. It's only the second talking blues song that I had ever written. The first one was called the Talking Laundromat Blues. So as you can tell, I only pick the most pressing social and political issues of our time to write my talking blues songs about, which is calls from telemarketers and doing the laundry. So we're going to try this. And however it turns out, just remember, it's probably better on the CD. So go to the website, www.johntwerzer.com. And download it. It was Wednesday night about 6:15. I'd just gotten home, played the answering machine. There were 23 messages from folks I don't know. Some of them just noises, while some said hello. May I speak to the man or the lady of the house? I'd like to give you a free island getaway vacation. Absolutely no obligation, just call me back. It was obviously their machine talking to my machine. I deleted those messages, decided to eat. I had a hard day at work. I deserved a treat. I put a steak in the oven and fries in the pan, a bottle of wine in the freezer when the phone rang. Goddamn! It was someone named Vicky who didn't want to be rude, but it was taking a survey about home-cooked food. And I told her I got some cooking right now. She said this won't take long, and then she kept me on the line for 45 minutes while I burned my dinner. But when she got through, she said, hey, you're a winner, and we're going to send you a free issue of Fine Dining magazine and rope you into a subscription that you will be billed for if you do not cancel before you take your next bite of food. And I said, I don't mean to be rude, and then I hung up. That the first call was merely a teaser, I swore at the phone. I opened the freezer. The wine had exploded and ruined just about all of that food in there except some fish sticks from Mrs. Paul. I grabbed them and quickly threw them into the microwave when the phone rang again. I let it ring twice, three times, but for some reason I just had to pick it up. I was afraid it was some kind of emergency. I guess I'm just paranoid. So I answered, hello, yes, this is John. And the voice on the phone just rambled on. It said, hi, this is Vicky. And though we've never met, I'd like to discuss consolidating your debt. And I said, Vicky, are you recording? And she just kept on talking, so I hung up. And then a phone rang again. Well, I swore to myself, and I swore twice again that I would not answer it, but it rang 9 or 10 times before I gave up, picked up the handset, and the voice said, this is Vicky, have you still got that debt? I threw the receiver into the fireplace, my ice-cold fish sticks into the trash, and I decided that I'd lost my appetite. Thank you. company on the other phone. I said, I'm mad as hell, can you make him leave me alone? But the voice that was answering was obviously taped, and it said, sir, this is Vicky. Have you recently escaped from an insane asylum, or a prison, or an elementary school? There's no such thing as privacy, fool. Not when you got a phone number. Okay, well, that was something. Like I say, it worked out so much better on the CD. If you've got, you know, a third of a gigabyte or something left on your hard drive, go to www.johntworzer.com and download a CD called Rainbow Corner off the albums page. It's well worth it.